He plays it in towards the box, but that's well played out by Walker. But the ball breaks again for Patching. And the ball, shot in from Jordan Maganoff, which just kind of stopped on the pitch. It breaks now for Boyce. Boyce has a shot and an absolute screamer into the top corner. 74 minutes gone here. Derry City take the lead. Ronan Boyce, absolute screamer. Right-footed shot from the corner of the box into the top corner. But... we've been saying all night that it was going to be a mistake that was going to make it, but in fact, it was a moment of brilliance,
absolutely,
Damien.
Absolutely cracking shots. Keane Coleman, the shot came in, Keane Coleman did well to block it. Boyce was first on it, you know, picked his spot, be the keeper of Jordan Brooks.
I think it's the first time in over 30 years that we've qualified for Europe 3 years in a row. So, but the way the club is at the minute, the way the chairman's invested in me and in the squad and in the club, Europe is a bare minimum. We have to be setting our sights higher now, and to come down here on really, really tricky conditions and they come away with a 1-0 win is very pleasing.
Rory, the conditions were really terrible tonight. I mean, it must have pleased you, the fact that, as you say, the professionalism of the team tonight, and getting, you had to beat both Cork and the conditions.
Aye, and they were fighting for their lives. They had a couple of opportunities in the first half, but as you say, I thought first half we could have dealt with things a bit better, but second half we were really professional. A couple of outstanding performances in the second half in particular, and we got the job done.
And what was the thinking about the kind of false nine in the first half? Was it just, I mean, they looked as if they were going to kind of pack midfield as well, so maybe was that part of
no,
the thinking?
No, we didn't play Mickey as a false nine. We played him as an out-and-out striker. We played him, they play on the last line, they run beyond. I've no doubt in my mind that Michael Duffy can play as a centre-forward, absolutely no doubt. Danny Mullen and Jamie McGonigal have been carrying injuries coming into the game. So we went with Mickey through the middle, and I have no doubt going forward it's something that can work.
And certainly the conditions, I don't think, would have helped anybody who was playing in that number 9 forward.
No, it was a slog out there. When you walk through the pitch, it's incredibly heavy, but we showed real guts and high fitness level second half to go and get the job done.
But it's really important now, I think, that there is, as you say, a good finish to the season, and it does mean there's an awful lot to play for on Friday night. This is the last match of the season, and there's going to be two teams going for second place.
Yep, absolutely. We want to finish on a high. We want to win the game, and as I said, it's our last home game of the season. We want to give our supporters something to really get behind and excite them and try and win the game.
And they do have the benefit again of having a European run to look forward to next year.
Absolutely, it's our third season in a row. First time in a long time we've been able to achieve that. So, it's great. But as I said, it is the bare minimum for this football club at the minute. The way it's set up, we're set up for success, and we want that. And there's no doubt in terms of our league campaign, we want to go and challenge. They won the league. We want to win the league, and. As I said, we've left too many points behind us this year where we should have won games, and we need to learn from that and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Thank you, Rory, and well done tonight.
Thanks.